Welcome to the Lawyers and Mediators International Show and Podcast, where we discuss law and conflict resolution topics to educate both professionals and everyday people. Catch regular episodes on YouTube and anywhere you get your podcasts. Just remember, nothing in these episodes constitutes legal advice, so be sure to talk to a lawyer, as cases are fact-dependent. Hey everyone, this is Mac Pierre-Louis, attorney, mediator, and arbitrator. I work throughout Florida and Texas, and I'm here in Galveston, Texas, with my colleague and dear friend, Kiki Limitless. Kiki, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you for having me here. It's great to be here with you.
Yes, awesome. And so Kiki is in the area, so therefore we wanted to get together and talk about what we love to do, conflict resolution, and helping people resolve their differences, whether it's online or in person. But you're usually online doing Zoom mediations, right?
I am.
Yes, yep. And so more about us later, but let's get into today's topic. So this episode are on the top three trends we believe will happen in 2024. And so as people know, mediation, arbitration, and conflict resolution is always changing. And 2024 and the technologies that have been advancing will make this no exception for this coming year. And so my first trend, I think, will likely happen in this coming year is a boom in the use of AI technology, specifically ChatGPT and other forms of generative AI. As people know, as you know, Kiki, there are a lot of tools out there for people to use that will be able to help you do your work faster and harness the power of artificial intelligence. But many people are getting used to this very slowly, and they're starting to learn the basics, and they're starting to sign up for, you know, Microsoft Copilot or Google's Bard or even Twitter came out with Grok recently. So all these tools are meant to help people be able to use these supercomputers around the world and these servers around the world to help you be more efficient and work quicker and more technologically advanced. So Kiki, what are your thoughts on how this might change things for mediators?
Oh my God, I think this is amazing. I think that this is really what it looks like when the power is being given back to the people. And I think that with this technology, we're going to see mediators really stepping into that power and increasing their efficiencies in their business, their productivity, maybe even being able to reach more clients because less of their time is caught up with, you know, the mundane day-to-day. And now we have automations in place to help us in our business. And I also think on the other end of it, for the clients, what we're going to start seeing is that they can also be empowered to, you know, have ChatGPT, for example, write them up a parenting plan, and then they can bring it to mediation and use that as sort of a framework, right? And it actually takes the work off of all of us. So I think it's really amazing, and I'm looking to see who is really going to emerge in this industry with very specific methodology, maybe, and just show us what the power of this technology can really do.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's next? What's another trend that you think is on the 2024 map?
Yeah, so speaking of technology, of course, we're seeing, you know, the younger generation that's really empowered with technology right now. And I think that what we're seeing is that we have a whole generation of youth that are probably the most financially educated generation of this time. And so with that being said, I think that there's a lot of talk, especially right now on social media, about relationships and see how does that relate to our industry? Well, what I foresee would be a really big trend happening in 2024 is we're going to see the increase in premarital agreements, and specifically mediated premarital agreements. I think in the past, what we've seen are prenuptial agreements, which, you know, kind of caught some wind, and definitely, you know, we saw that especially in movies that became like a really hot topic, and especially in courtroom dramas. And so now what I'm thinking is that, again, you know, this generation is all about being having the power be put back into their hands, specifically their two thumbs. And so with that being said, I think that premarital agreements will become a really hot topic. I think that they're probably going to we're going to start to see this be a regular practice with the next generation in family planning and relationship planning.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree. I think there's a lot of people out there who might see the divorce rate, and they might be very cautious when it comes to settling down. And people may be very attracted to the idea of, hey, why don't we think through our plans before we get there and write things down so that we have a meeting of the mind, so to speak, or we don't just run into this, you know, head over heels with our frontal cortex and our emotional heart leading the way only. But also thinking, how are we going to plan out our finances? How are we going to plan out and organize our lives? So I do agree with you. So there's prenups, there's postnups, and that's a trend to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to add on to what you're saying, you know, when we see prenuptial agreements, I think most of the time, most people are looking towards things like finances, what does support look like in the event of a divorce. But with premarital agreements, what I really want to highlight is that there's a lot of conversation happening around having agreements in place when it comes to, well, how are we actually going to deal with arguments in the future? If something arises in our relationship, how are we going to be about it? What agreements do we have in place around, having our core needs met? What agreements are we going to have in place around how we parent our children? What agreements are we going to have in place around how we communicate as a couple? Yes. And I think all of that can actually be addressed in a premarital agreement, which is why I think this is going to be really attractive to the next generation.
Yeah, and I think one more piggyback on that. It's not just for couples who might need a premarital agreement, but it's also for our business people, business partners.
People
who are going into business together may want to consider having things written out in the event that there's going to be conflict, because conflict is inevitable, right? And the question becomes, how do you address it if and when it comes up?
Absolutely.
So, good topic. So, you have another one?
Yes. What was my third one?
So I think we're talking about business.
Business. Okay. Yes. So speaking of business, really great segue. What I foresee will be a huge trend coming into 2024. And actually, before I say that, what I want to bring attention to is, you know, just how many companies are laying off people in the thousands right now. We're seeing a lot of talk about this, especially in the media about, you know, unions coming together, and there's a huge issue regarding mass layoffs right now. And so with that being said, I think that now big companies, and I'm talking Fortune 500 companies, are now seeing that there are better ways to handle conflict in the workplace and to anticipate conflict in the workplace, and it's not through the route of traditional litigation. What I believe is going to be a massive trend in 2024 is that these big companies are now going to be turning to mediation, both for in-house needs, as well as their commercial needs.
Yes, and so we have a lot of traffic out here in Galveston.
It's great.
But turning over to now, not just what we anticipate might be trend 2024, but what would we love to see in this upcoming year? And I'll go, one of what we talked about before was, of course, AI and ChatGPT as being a trend in 2024. But what I would love to see are mediators and lawyers and arbitrators really taking advantage of the tools and actually using it. I think, and this is what I was talking to you about before, that the way the internet had changed things and changed whole industries, ChatGPT has the power to change whole industries as well. And so people need to take advantage of these things or be left behind. And so what I would love to see are folks who might otherwise be sitting on the side, not taking this kind of technology too seriously and letting other people kind of run with it. Well, I hope that changes. I hope that you who are listening to this will take advantage of this, go and play with the tools that are out there, see what they got to offer, and see how they can help your business prosper. For example, in the area of marketing, no longer do you have to sit there and write massively long blog posts, for example. You potentially could use these artificial intelligence tools to write it for you. Now, that's not necessarily authentic, but you could cut a lot of corners, so to speak, and save yourself a lot of time.
But now with AI, and sorry to cut you off, but now with AI, you can actually train it to speak just like how you would speak. So I think that in that sense, I feel that there could be a level of authenticity there that we could bring to it.
Yeah. So tell me more. What do you think about this hope, this love that we want people to have for the technology?
I think that it really comes down to mediators in this industry really recognizing their own power and being empowered by the tools and resources that we have around us to then enhance what we do. I think that the more that us as an industry, as professionals rather, the more that we can focus on doing what we love and doing what we do best, which is conflict resolution, and the less that we have to be bogged down by, you know, the day-to-day of our business and those the tiny administrative things, the more that we get to shine and the more lives that we get to change. And so with that being said, what I would love to see in 2024 is exactly that, mediators finding their voice and utilizing the tools around them, specifically social media, to get their voices out there. With all the trends that we're going to start to see in 2024, what needs to happen is that mediators come forward with the right information to get to people. And how are we going to do that? Well, how can we reach a massive amount of people at one time? Well, it's going to be through things like social media. And so if you do want to make a difference, if you do believe that you can make a difference, you can transform this industry, transform people's lives through your work, now is the time to just grab your mic, hit record, and let's get going.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. So whenever I talk to Kiki, I'm always feeling so encouraged, right? It's like you just came from an incredible service. Thank you so much, Kiki.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me here.
No, absolutely. All right, guys, that's it. So tune in next time. We're going to continue doing these recordings, whether it's in person or on Streamlabs Studio and on
Zoom. Maybe on that Ferris wheel back there. We might catch you on the Ferris wheel.
Possibly. Okay. Well, I can't swim, so I don't know if that's going to work. Oh my God. All right, until next time, guys. Take care, everybody. LMIpodcast.com, check it out. And Kiki, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do it?
Absolutely. Go ahead and follow me on my social media. It's at Millionaire Mediator. We have a free Facebook community as well. And and connect with me on LinkedIn. I want to meet more of you. So please do reach out to me.
Yes, and as usual, I'm at MacPLV.com. So everyone, take care. Bye-bye.